sugi of Rav Yossi and Rav Yossi at Luli and Chachamim, and the Gemara and the Afcha follow from the days the various psukim. We spent yesterday discussing the idea, the Havamina of Ksiva being an opportunity. Ksiva being an opportunity. For what? For and then the Gemara tells us, so how does Rav Yosef really know that Kesef is not a good vehicle for Gerishin? Not calling me Sefer Krisus. Sefer Karsa, Vindav Racha Karsa. The Idach, how do Chacham know that? Chacham say that we need to have Meboile, that Sefer Krisus teaches me Dabra HaKores Bein Olavina. What does it mean Dabra HaKores Bein Olavina? We have a Brisa. Now there's a lot of detailed discussion on this Sugya Da Pei Gimel, which we're not going to do. We're going to keep it all local. So if you give her a get that says Amenashol Tishta Yain or Amenashol Techel Beis Avichal Olam, ain't that Krisus? Ad Shloshim Yom Arei Zeh Krisus, and that is also learned out by Rav Yosef Glili. Everyone agrees to that. And the message of this Gemara is: if you have the etnai that creates a continued bondedness between husband and wife. And that bondedness will never expire, will never run out. So then there's a chisaron in the krisus, and therefore eino get. Rashi writes over here, la'olam ein zeh krisus, why shall I call yameha? Her entire life ksuraba. She continues to be tied to him. So if the tnai is lo tishti yayin la'olam, that you can't drink wine forever. So then if the day before she dies, she has a sip because she wants to have a little experience, then it's going to, lemafreya, it means she was never divorced. So that's going to be her whole life, and therefore that's no good. If it's shloshim yom, so then that has a finitude. And since it has a finitude, so once that finite period is over, now it's a complete krisus, and she's going to be divorced. That is the yesod of the Gemara. So as long as we have a final, a finitude, if there's an expiration date on the tnai, that's going to create lechora a bona fide and full crease. So it comes on Tosfos, and Tosfos asks the kasha because you have a one of these tnai that the Gemara brings is shalotel chila beis avicha laolam ein zeh krisus. Now, if I ask you prima facie, at first blush, a tnai of shalotel chila beis avicha laolam, is that a tnai that has finitude to it? Can it expire before the end of her life? Can it expire before the end of her life? The answer is yes. Again, this is the key point. When it comes to yayin, shalotishti yayin kol la'ola, can that tnai ever expire before she expires? No. It doesn't expire before she expires. And then there'll be new grapes. That cannot expire before she dies. That is no good. That, therefore, there's no krisus. However, if it's tnai is shol telchil beis avicha la'olam, can that tnai expire before she dies? Yeah. Yes, says Tosis. For sure it can. How does it expire before she dies? Two possibilities. If he dies, then Tosin Ahavmina assumes, if he dies, then it's no longer called beis avicha. Or if he sells the house, it's no longer called beis avicha, and the tnai expires before she dies. That's the premise of Tosis Kasha, and Tosis corroborates that premise with the Gemara Nedarim, because the Gemara Nedarim says clearly, Tema, ha'meis avia o'in machro, lo chashiv su beis avia, ki detnan ba'ashutfin, konam le'beischa, sh'ani nichnas sadcha sh'eini lokeach, meis amachro la'acher, mutter. So the Gemara Masech Nedarim corroborates the idea that if you take a neder, I'm not going to get a hanah from your house. From your house, and now you sell the house, can I go into that house? Yes, because no longer your house. If you die, can I go into the house? Yes, so why should it be any different over here? That's Tosis Kasha. Now, at first blush, how many kashas are there? There's two kashas. There's a kasha on Meis Aviv, and there's a kasha on Machraviv. In other words, it's the same kasha, but it's two different ways by which this tnai can expire before her death. And Tosis in his answer, very strikingly, says V'yesh lomar, dekol yotzei chalotz of kruyim beis aviv afilu shemeis, kedeksiv shavi amana beis avicha, gabe tamar v'kvar meis avia, kedemuchi kroy. So says Tosis, meis aviv is no problem. Why is meis aviv no problem? Because it's known as Beis Avicha, even after Misa, we find that in Psukim, it's known as the, person has a house, his estate, it falls to his kids, it's still called the House of Isaacson, it's still called the House of Washington, it still has that label, and therefore it's still subject to the Tanai, and as a result, that Tanai is going to survive, is not going to expire. So all the Mepharshim... He's saying, as a result of his dying, it falls to the kids, and it's still called Beis Avicha.
I thought the way you were saying was not that the house in and of itself is Beis. That's why he doesn't answer the other one, because the house in and of itself is, when it says Beis Avicha, it doesn't mean the house of your father. It means your family.
Same thing. It's still called Beis Avicha. It's the same idea. Okay, Rabosa, what doesn't Tosis answer? Does this answer apply to Machar?
No.
It does not apply to Machar. The name of the house will survive when it goes to my children. It doesn't survive when I sell it, unless your Melov has this ancestry. He has his very chashuv great-great-great-great-grandparents who were like, they owned Morocco. So the house in Morocco called Beis Melov. And they sell it, and they buy it, and it's but it's always known as Beis Melov. That's true, because but the average person's house, you sell it to the next guy, it's the next guy's house. It does not carry the name of that person. And as such, Tosis seems to ignore the second question. Who is bothered by this issue that Tosis ignores the second question? So comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba, at the end of the piece, I gave you a long piece in the Rashba, but the Rashba says, Tirtzu, Tosis is Metaretz, Tahasim bin Adarim, Hu da Armishim Meis, Mutter Likaneth, bin Adarim, Halakach Alashim de Adam. So in the Durham, we go Lashem B'nei Adam. Ava hocha kol yotze yirecho. What's yotze yirecho mean?
Comes out of his
all of his offspring, yeah. It's kari beis avin. It's still called beis avin. K'da ashna by tamar. Shvi amana beis avicha. Ukvar meis. Nevertheless, shem avicha k'muche kroi. V'dachuku. It's difficult to answer. It says the Rashbam, this is a shvera answer. When the father dies, it's no longer called the name of the father. Now it's not the name of the father. It's a shvera answer. The old, he says, machro la'acher, Michael Amemar. And he ignored the second problem of machro la'acher, vitzarech iyun. And he says, I find that to be very strange. This is asked two clashes, he answered one, and questions what happened to the second clash. So I want to share with you two thoughts, two ideas that I saw in some of the achronim. First of all, there's an idea that is expressed before we get to the alternative answers. So how did the Rashba solve the problem? How did the Rashba answer the questions?
He says the
Brisa says. Solves the problem. If the Brisa said, so what is fundamentally the Tanai? Not Beis Avicha. It's on the house. And therefore, even after he sells the house, or he dies, it's still the house. Asks the Rashba on himself. But what about if the house falls down? Things happen. The house collapses. So says the Rashba, but he didn't mean the house. He meant the property. And the property is kolel, the house and the land. And therefore, that's the Rashba. So the Rashba says, all you need to do is, if you have the Girsa Zeh, and that solves your problem. That's the Rashba. Achrei Shemachar, Hatnai Haita, Al Tikansi, L'Bayit Zeh Shushal Avicha. But Hatnai Hu Be'etzem, Abayit Zeh, V'lo Al, V'lachein Ma? Hatnai Kayemet Admota, V'lachein Ein Zeh Krisus.
Question on by what Tosos doesn't say, can we bet, so obviously.
But if it's sold and it's not Beis Avicha, then it should be Krisus.
I think Gemara said it wasn't.
Right.
Because that's not definitely going to happen.
Any other hands up? Okay, let's go back. Yes.
Can I say two things?
Only if you raise your hands.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I want to break. It's very disrespectful for him. I'm sorry. Also, I think for because Mechar Aviv, I think Rashi Mishnah says this. Mechar Aviv isn't definitely going to happen. Mace Aviv definitely will.
No, but not necessarily while she's.
We'll get to that. Okay. Okay.
Then also, I think that what Tosfos is saying is that it doesn't say Tikkunis. The Gemara doesn't say Tikkunis.
It says Telchin.
Well, yeah, you won't go back to Beis Avichai, which means that I think it means you won't go back to your family. It's not in a building.
That's not what Tosas said.
I think that's what they do say.
I don't think, okay. That's not what Tosas said. That's not how anyone understands Tosas.
Can I be an author?
Yes, you can. Okay.
Yeah, did Tosas want to learn?
Okay.
I actually like that.
It's fine.
I actually like that.
Yes. So Shapiro's Tainas, that the pshat in the Gemara is not what, I just want to make clear. Isaac, this is not what Tosas is saying. This is an alternative pshat. When it says, Shol telchi lebeis avicha, what it means is you shall not return back to your family. And since you won't turn back, and that, her family's going to exist in perpetuity, ein zeh kris. Yeah. That is not the pshat in any sense of what the Gemara is saying, Lepiani is daiti. So, okay, Vaiter. Rabosa. Why did Tosfos not answer the Mecher question? So one possibility is, Tosas didn't answer the Mecher question because he wasn't bothered by the Mecher question. It said Mecher. Yeah, he was quoting the Gemara Maseches Nedarim. But fundamentally, he wasn't really bothered by the Mecher question. Why wasn't he bothered by the Mecher question? So a couple of possibilities. One possibility is cited by the Mishnah Melech, and that is as follows. Interesting idea. And it's a Lundisha idea. Rabosai, there's a famous, famous statement by the great judge, Mr. Learned Hand, great name too. He said there are two things in the world, and only two things, death and taxes. Those are certain, nothing else is certain. I'll add another comment to that. Death, the father could sell the house, and now it's not called Beis Avich. Is the Tznai over? Is the Tznai finished? You know what? The father can buy it back. And it will once again be Beis Avicha. So the only time that you have, the only time that you have a, where the Tznai is Vadai over, is death. And therefore, Tosas really was never really bothered by the Mecher problem, because Mechira is Nitan Liknos Shuv. And since it can be rebought, it's still hanging there. The Tznai is still out there, and you never have a complete krisus. She is still connected because you can buy the house back and then she can go into the house, and therefore it is a lingering, the Tznai continues to linger. That is the approach of the Mishnah Melech to deal with the Mecher problem. The Shach has a different approach. And the Shach understands, similar idea but a little different. He says, what was the Tznai? Shelo telchi lebeis avicha. When does the father no longer have a house? When he dies. Good, the father's going to sell his house, but what's he going to do? He's going to buy another house. And that new house is called Beis Avicha. So therefore, the only time that you will have no more Beis Avicha, the Tznai is not on this particular house. On the contrary, we're not Gores. Zeh, you shall not, and maybe this is kind of what Isaac was saying, shall not return to the house of your father. Yeah. The house of your father is not only this house, it's whatever house he has his own. So he sells this one, he's going to buy another one. So the Shach argues that this is called Beis Avicha is wherever house it is. Eze Bayis Sheyesho. And therefore, good, he might sell this house. We're not Goreh Zeh. And therefore, he's going to have another house. That is the approach of the Shach. Kovet Shiurim says something as well. One second. Kovet Shiurim writes, if you have it on the sheet, it's in fine print. He says, and the Shah Melech says something similar. What does he write? He says, "Ve'ev shalom aladas tosis the memkar lo kashel hume kara." Why? Kevan shadavar talui bedaato. Since memkar is talui bedaato, what does talui bedaato mean? It's subject to the baal, the father's das, and therefore akati have agida gabe. Shem lo yirtza, lo yimkor. V'chein mevor mil shonam kan shol hikshu ela mimeis. Ava milashon Yeah, okay, in other words, what's the Kol HaShirim arguing? I didn't put the Kol HaShirim on the board, but he says Mecha is not really a problem. Why is Mecha not a problem? Because it's Tali B'Das. And since Tali B'Das is a subjective element, that subjective element creates greater Agida Bey. She is more connected. This T'nai is not objective, it's subjective, and therefore it is less. That's what was not bothered
it's
by
Tosis.
What?
I'm not
understanding.
I'm not liking it. I understand it, but I'll say it again. Misa is an objective event that is not in your control. So father dies. It's no longer Beis Avicha. So if it's no longer Beis Avicha, then how does this all work? Tosis gave his answer. It's still called Beis Avicha because of the offspring. Mechira, that depends on the das of the father. Sometimes he likes to sell, sometimes he doesn't like to sell. It's 100% under his control. If it's under his control, and for example, let's saber ta ozen. For example, he loves the house. She knows full well he ain't selling. You can give him 10 million. He loves this house. So she's agida be. She's attached. She's linked. Misa is not totally bo. When Ribbono Shel Olam says it's time to go, it's time to go. When the train reaches the station, it reaches the station. Therefore, that's 100% external to the father. As a result, once he dies, he's no longer Beis Avicha. But since Mechira is totally subjective to the father, so that already would create a continued Agida Kabe. Okay, that is the position of the Balei HaTosis. Okay, so we touched up Tosis with the either Mishnah Melech or the Shach. We touched up Tosis with the Kavod Shiurim perhaps, and the Rashba has his Mahalach in the Sukkah. I want to work now on the Shitas HaRambam. Yeah.
Is it possible to say that the selling of the log house is just the prior stuff that could happen before the father's death? Either he sells the house and therefore it's not the family's house, it's not based on the vehicle, or until he dies. And either which happens first, it wouldn't be applicable.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Perhaps the selling of the house is just a step that could happen before the death of the father, which would also nullify the Amanat. So it's either until the father sells his house, which is gate to the Amanat.
Again, the T'nai is just Shelo Telchi LeBeis Avicha. So.
I'm trying to say that perhaps it's not one of the either he sells the house or he dies.
No, again, the T'nai is you're not allowed to go back to your father's house. Right. So now that Rishon are bothered. Why is that T'nai not an expiring T'nai? That T'nai can expire. When will it expire? It'll expire either when the father dies or when he sells the house. And when that happens, no more T'nai. So she should be divorced at that point in time. Okay, Rabbosa, let's open up the Rambam. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Gerushin. I want to learn the Rambam carefully, inside, slowly. There are some nice little diukim that some of you guys, in fact, made, which I think will yield another shot in the Rambam. So we're in, what Rambam did we say? 8:10. Okay, says the Rambam. And we're going to learn it, and you're going to explain this Rambam to me. Hare ze giteich almena shelo tishti yayin kol yemei chayechi eno get she'ein ze krisis. Just tell me the pshat. What's the pshat in this Rambam? Why is it not krisis? Because it's a perpetual T'nai. When will the T'nai be over? After she dies. As long as she's alive, the T'nai is extant. That creates Agida Gabe. If, however, she says, this T'nai is Kol Yemei Chayi. What does Chayi mean? The life of the husband. O Kol Yemei Chayi Ploni, Harei Zeget. Why? Sharei Kores Beino Leveina V'lo Tishar Lo Alea Reshus. Once the T'nai is on the life of another, then what? It's not low. It's not eternal. Why? Because the second he dies, now she is absolutely free. Anything troubling over there? No.
Why is it compared to
Chayai? Because the reason, okay, good question. What about Chayai?
Yeah.
What about Chayai? The Rambam says even if the T'nai is on the life of the husband, and now you're going to tell me he dies. So anyway, they're divorced. So the answer to that question is that I didn't give you the Maror Makomos, but if you look at the Rambam in 8:1 or 8:2, I forget, the Rambam says every T'nai of Amanas is retroactive, is Me'achshav. So if it's on the life of the husband, then she's actually going to be free, not betoras misas habal, but betoras get lemafre. So that's going to be significant. Okay, right. So far, so good. I don't think that's, I'm not terribly worked up yet. I'm not sure I'm going to get worked up at all. Okay, next halacha. Next halacha. Perek ches halacha yud aleph. Hare ze giteich. Ooh, this is our sugya. Hare ze giteich amenashol techil beis avicha ad shloshim yom hare ze get. So that's a good get. Why is it a good get? Because after 30 days, what happens? She's free to go, and therefore the t'nai expires. Shelo telchi lebeis avicha leolam. Ain't no get. She'ain ze krisus. That's not a get, because it's not krisus. I'm going to pause for a second. Did the Rambam qualify this din in any way? Did he use the word ze? Did he say a rule that everyone knows that when a father dies, his house, his estate is still called Beis Avicha? Did he say that? Did he make any mention of any of the other svaras by Mecher? The Rambam, remember, when he wrote the Yad, assumes you know nothing. Assumes you're an Amaretz, you don't know the sugya. So if you gave a halacha and he wrote it stam, then that halacha is true. There's no zeh. It's a stam halacha that is true. So he says, if you write in the get in this tonight, so techel beis avicha la'olam, ain't no get, she'ain ze krisus. Absolute. Okay? Look, and then he says a lefichach. What does lefichach do? What's a lefichach? It's like, okay, so now you have this halacha, I can another halacha. Ha'omer le'isha hare ze giteich amenah shelo tochli basar ze la'olam. On the condition that what?
This means.
That you're not going to eat basar, ooh. You're not going to eat basar, zeh. Or amanah shelo tishti yayin, zeh. Ain't no get. She'ain zeh krisus. Rabosa. How? Remember, let's go back in history about 900 years. In the Maimonidean world, so step one, is there refrigeration?
Yeah, absolutely not. You do the whole thing.
So, okay. How long will meat, Rabosa, how long will meat last?
Not 2 days.
I don't care how long it'll last. It's not going to last a very, very long time. Is this meat going to die?
Yeah.
It's going to die. Is this wine going to die?
Yeah.
It's going to die.
Disintegrate.
Says the Rambam, do I care? You know why? Because her father doesn't make a difference. For some reason, the fact that the T'nai will expire, by definition, is still not called. Rabosai, listen carefully. According to Tosis, will a T'nai of Beis Avicha expire before she dies? Will a T'nai of Beis Avicha expire before she dies?
Yes.
No. It will not expire before she dies. Why? Because Beis Avicha includes his offspring, his grandchildren, great, that's all called Beis Avicha. It will not expire before he dies. If he sells it, it will not expire before he dies, because either the various answers that we gave, it's not going to expire because he's still going to have a Beis Avicha. A different Beis Avicha. The Rambam is telling you, even though it's going to expire before she dies, it's still called krisus. Let's read one more Rambam. Hare ze giteich amanas shelo tinasi leploni. Here's a get on the condition that you don't marry halamaze domer. What's that similar to? La omer la amanas shelo tishti yayin zele. I don't get it. Let's say there's a t'nai, hareze giteich amenashol tinasei le'ploni. And a year later, Ploni dies. Can she marry Ploni? No, he's dead. So why is she not divorced? Why has the t'nai not expired? New? Hare zegitech, amanat shelo tinasi leploni. Use your divorce on the condition that you do not marry this guy. Is that t'nai a t'nai that is in perpetuity? Can the t'nai expire? Yes. When will the t'nai expire?
When he dies.
So what do we have? We have four cases in the Rambam. Case one, Beis Avicha. The fathers die? They die. Can they sell the land?
Yes.
Yes. Does it matter to the Rambam?
No.
Doesn't matter to the Rambam. And the Rambam says that's the same exact case as Basa Zeh, Yain Zeh, and Lo Tinase Leploni. All of these cases is Ein Amigureshes because Ein Zeh.
What about Ploni in the first one?
What about Ploni in which one? I didn't see your hand up, by the way. I didn't see your hand up. I didn't see your hand up. Yes? What? What's your question?
What about Ploni in the first one?
Which first one?
In Yud.
In Yud? Hareza Gitech Amanashlo Tishta Yain Kol Yimechayech Eino Get Shein Zekrisis. Oh, that's a good question. You know who asked that question? The Ran asked that question.
I heard something else
asked it. The Ran asked the question as well. How does this stim with this? Amanash Shelo Tishti Yain Bechayeh Ploni, what's the halacha? Megures. Here it's totally in the life of Ploni. Here it also should be totally in the life of Ploni. So why over here do we say ain't a Megures? And over here we say Megures. The Rana is that Kaz according to the Magen Mishnah. So both is an answer. And there's a fundamental machlokas between Tosis' understanding of the Sugya and the Ramadan. There is a common denominator to all these cases, which Tosis rejects and the Rambam accepts, and the Rav Chaim develops the oneness. What is the common denominator? Let's talk about Basar Zeh. That's a simple. Hare ze gitech amenah shelo tochli basar zeh. The t'nai of amenah shelo tochli basar zeh. What expires? Listen carefully. Does the t'nai expire? Or does the object that is the subject of the t'nai. Does the t'nai expire? Or is the object that is the subject of the t'nai expire? The t'nai doesn't expire. This t'nai, shel tochli basar zeh, is in perpetuity. That's forever. You know what can expire? What can expire is the object can expire. Let's go to Beis Avicha. Let's go to Beis Avicha. Let's go to Beis Avicha. Amenas Shlotelchi lebeis avicha. Does the t'nai ever expire?
No.
What's expiring?
No.
The beis avicha might expire, but the t'nai does not expire. Amenas shlotinasi leploni. Who is the object of the t'nai? The object of the t'nai is ploni. The t'nai is getting married. Getting married, when does getting married expire? When she dies. But the object of the t'nai expires, that says the Rambam, the t'nai has to expire, not the object. What was our final case? Those are the cases. I'll explain. What does Tosis hold? Tosis says, as long as Lamaisa, in practice, Bepoa, this t'nai will not last in perpetuity, either because the t'nai will expire or because the object will definitely will expire. So the t'nai is temporary. And as a result, it should be krisis. The Rambam is looking at Hilchos T'nai in a much more, not practical, but lumdish way. The t'nai has to expire. If something that is external to the t'nai, dahainu, object of the t'nai, that's not the t'nai, that's the object of the t'nai. That expires, says the Rambam, that this t'nai is still in place. The fact that basar is going to get, what? Is going to get spoiled. Is going to get eaten by animals. But that doesn't impact, that's the object of the t'nai, not the t'nai itself. Who explains this? Who says this over, what I just said? This is the Magid Mishnah and the Rashba in the Rambam. So let's just read one line. I want to show this to you in the Rashba. You want a Rashba? Either way, it's the same Same idea. Look at the Rashba. And then there's a little bit of a lumdus in the Rav Chaim. Let me just test you. Make sure you have this down. It's nice like this. Amenas shelo tinasi leploni. Here's your get on the condition that you don't marry Reuven. Is it a good get or not? Don't say no. You say no. Don't say yes. Thank you, Joey. According to the Rambam, is it a good get?
No.
It's not a good get. Why? Because the tnai does not expire. What expires? The object, the husband, the man, the Reuven can expire, but not the tnai. According to Tosus, it's a good get. Why is it a good get? Because as long as Lamaisa, the effect of the tnai will expire, it's a good get. This is how he explained. Varambam Kosav. I'm in the Rashba, about halfway through.
Second column.
The Rambam shekaz aloshan zeh kitzura so near midvav sha'at loshan zeh lo avikrisis v'nira shuz al dato lomar the kevon sha'omar lo lebeis avicha kevon shi asura bo kozman shu shel avia. As long as the house is shel avia, she's asur. Af apishim machra avia. Even if the father now sells it and niteres bo, afilu hachi, listen to the words, ein krisus betzna'o. The kris is not in where? In the tznai. Shemash nesar shu beis avia lo huta lo la'olam. There's no heter in the tznai. Sha'achshav kishamach sh'av v'hini teres bo. No, he says, right now, when he sells the house, is she allowed to live in her father's house?
No.
She's allowed to live in that house. Why is she allowed to live in that house?
It's not her father's house.
Because it's Beis Nachri. It's not her father's house. But was she ever allowed to live in her father's house? Was she ever allowed to eat this basar? Was she ever allowed to drink this yayin? Was she ever allowed to marry Ploni? No. So the Tznai has never been lifted. The Tznai is perpetual. Why can she
stopped.
The guy died, the basar died, the father died. But that doesn't affect the tznai. The tznai has to be. So now the Rav Chaim, just to wrap it up, Rav Chaim is just giving now, basically, it's all in the Rishonim. This lumdus is in the Rishonim.
Who echoes Tosfos?
Everyone echoes Tosfos.
Isn't that...
Okay, Rabosa, see the go to the stencil for a second, or as you guys call it. Go to the stencil. And if you look at the Rav Chaim, again, the first paragraph is the setup. So I'm not going to read that. We're short of time. But he sets up the Machlokes, Rambam, and Tosis. And he points out, again, that he sets up the case of Machlokes. He asks the Kasha, the Ran, and the Rambam. And then he says, Ubir Machloksam Nireh. Second paragraph. It goes to how the Rambam sees Tanai and how Tosis sees Tanai. Goldstein. Ubebir machlekes ze nira dine din tnai hu de etzem chalos hagerushin toloi behatnai vatnai hu hamoil chalos hagerushin. The tnai is interlocked, is built, is organically part of the chalos gerushin. Kemavur kaze baramba venimsa de get al tnai hu din be etzem hachalos. The chalos gerushin, the effect of gerushin is 100% dependent on the kiyum hatznai, or the bittel hatznai. So when the father sells his house, is that a bittel hatznai? Has that tznai been mevutel? It's not been mevutel. There's no bittel hatznai. True! She can walk into that house now. Why can she walk into that house? Because the tznai expired? No, because it's not her father's house. But there's no bittel hatznai. The hecha de hatznai hu la'olam, and where the tznai is la'olam, harei nasis chalos ha'gerishin kazeh b'chisar ha'krisus. The etzem ha'chalos toli b'tznai de la'olam de z'krisus. V'chisarnu be'etzem ha'chalos gerishin. The ge'erishin ka'elu einan cholin. They don't apply. And therefore he says, Ulatzad ze lo ichpaslan, imishkacha zman, I don't care, practically speaking, you can't do the tznai because the bus had disappeared. Since the tznai is la'olam, when is the tznai going to expire? Never. There's no buser here. V'nimsa da'chalos toli b'tznai de la'olam. Shu chisaram be'etzma chalos she'en bo krisis. V'zu ishit zarama. What does Tosa say? The sheets are toises. The get out tonight. The olam ain chisar be'etzma chalos. What does that mean? The ain chisar be'etzma chalos. Are you divorced? Was the get delivered?
Yes.
And you are essentially the chalos is there, but you need the opportunity for the tznai to be either fulfilled or not fulfilled. If the buser is gone, is the tznai going to be broken? The tznai is not going to be broken, and therefore is the chalos there? In other words, you say one more time. You say to a woman, you give her a get, amanasho tochli baser zeh. According to Tosis, did you give a get?
Yeah.
You gave a get. Is the get delivered?
Yes.
Fully delivered. Is there a chalos gerushin? There's chalos gerushin with a blockage. There's a chalos gerushin with a blockage. What's the blockage? Tomorrow she might eat the meat. So the chalos is there, but blocked. There's an impediment. But if a bird jacks the meat, what happens? There's no more impediment. And therefore, what kicks in? The chalos, which is always there. The chalos was there with blockage. You get rid of the meat, no blockage. That's Tosis. How did the Rambam understand? The Rambam understands the chalos is not there. The chalos is not there. The chalos is not there. When is the chalos going to be there? When the kiyum, the tznai is mekuyim. What's the kiyum atznai is? She has to live her life without eating the meat. When is she going to live her life without eating the meat? Until she dies. And as a result, the meat is gone. The meat is gone. But there was no chalos yet. There was no gerushin yet. The gerushin is chal when the tznai is...
How she get remarried if you get jacked?
What? She can't get remarried. She can't get remarried because she's married already. She's married to the first guy. She can't get remarried until he drops dead. Okay, Rabbi Zai. Akka.